Paragraph Dalid. V'al kein b'chol hamakos shehevi al paroi u'mitzrayim lo yinichnu elov. And therefore, with all the plagues that Hashem brought upon paroi and the Egyptians did not submit, v'lo yirotzu l'shaleches Yisrael, and they refused to release the Jews, ad shehevi aleim makas b'choyrois, until Hashem gave them the final blow, which was killing out all of their male firstborn, all of their firstborn. Ki oz huchrechu lohoidois bal korchom al huemes. At that point, they were forced to admit against their will to the truth. Shehakoil meito yisborach. That all of this is coming from Hashem. Why? Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now. Ki ikar hahoilodo al yedei hayira. Because when a child is born, one of the main ingredients in making it happen is yira, fear. Kamo shekosev, as the pasuk says, ra'odo achozosam sham, a trembling took hold of them, chil kayoleda. They were trembling like a woman in birth, like a woman in childbirth. So we see that the process of childbirth is associated with trembling, this yira. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran, the ikar hi ha'hoilodo horishoina, and the most important birth is the first one, the first birth. She'oz ikar hamshochas hayira, that's when there is the strongest flow of this yira. Umishom ikar ha'chevlei haleido. And this is what causes all of the struggles in birth. The birth pains, the labor pains, and the moaning, the screaming of the woman, all of that comes from this yira that's being injected. Bifrat beleida rishayna, especially when a woman is giving birth to her first child. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, tsara kemavkira, difficult like the birth of the first child. The pain and suffering and difficulty, like in giving birth to that first child. Because in this world, machmas chet Adam arishon, as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, al pi roiv mislabeshes hayira bedinim v'yisurim rachmanosam. In most cases, the yira cloaks itself in physical suffering. In dinim and all kinds of physical suffering that a person goes through. Because again, as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, they went against Hashem. They showed a disrespect for Hashem. So that the yira fell. When the yira falls, it falls into physical things, materialistic things, fear of animals, fear of all kind, fear of the night, fear of darkness, all the different fears and phobias that people experience in this world. V'alkein al yedei makos b'choyrois, and therefore, as a result of Hashem striking at the firstborn of the Egyptians, sheroo shashem yizborach mavchin v'yodea kol ha'hoylodois, they saw. That Hashem is identifying every single firstborn. Hashem is distinguishing and differentiating between the Jewish firstborn and the non-Jewish, between the firstborn Egyptian and the secondborn Egyptian. They saw that Hashem is pinpointing accuracy. This isn't some kind of haphazard plague that you can say, well, it was caused by the weather or something like that. Here you couldn't deny that this was somebody with a laser beam picking and choosing every one of his victims. Ad shemavchin bein tipo shel b'chor l'tipo sheina shel b'chor. The Gemara uses terminology to the point where Hashem was differentiating between a droplet that resulted in a firstborn child and a droplet that did not result in a firstborn child. Meaning, if a woman had a miscarriage or something like that, Hashem had all, the computers were perfect, the records were accurate. Hashem was zapping exactly who was supposed to be zapped, nobody else. Oz nofal aleim pachtoi veimosoi bal korchom. Then the fear and awe of Hashem came upon the Egyptians against their will, even though they weren't so happy about it. V'huchrechu l'shalech es Yisrael, and they were forced to release the Jews. V'chol zeh machmas shaydei makas b'choyros nimshach aleim hayira bal korchom. And this was all the result of the fact that as a result of this particular plague, that final plague of makas b'choyros, that got them. That imposed fear of Hashem upon the Egyptians, whether they wanted it or not. Machmas she'ikar hayira nizgale al yedei hoylodav kanal. As we mentioned earlier, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Yira is achieved when there's a birth. Now, the birth is associated with Yira. So that's where the Yira really takes effect when it comes to the birth process. And this is why many women are afraid. So when it comes time to have the child, there's a tremendous fear at that time. A fear of this difficult, painful, scary experience, Rachman al-Slana, of giving birth, especially the first one. So we see the connection between Yira and birth. And when it came to Egypt, even though Hashem shot 9 other bullets, it was when he shot this 10th one, that's when it became really, that's when the Egyptians got the message. This is the one that really injected fear of Hashem into the Egyptians. V'alkein oz niskatshu b'choyrois. And that's why it was when the Jews left Egypt, that's when Hashem declared the firstborn son as being holy. And also the firstborn of a kosher animal, like a cow, a sheep. Shehem zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. The Torah says this is all to remember when you left Egypt. K'mayshe kosev, as the Pasuk says, V'hoyo ki yishol chavincha mocher lemur. And if your son is going to ask you a question tomorrow, what's all of this about? Why are we doing this? V'yomar teilav, you will tell him, B'choyzek yod hoitzionu Hashem Mitzrayim, that Hashem took us out of Egypt with a powerful hand. V'yihi ki hiksha faroi l'shalcheinu, and when Paroi showed a stubbornness in refusing to release us, Vayaharoig Hashem kol b'chor, Hashem killed out all of his firstborn, whereas the firstborn of the Jewish people were kept alive. Al kein, and because of that, ani zoyveach l'Hashem kol peterechem aschorim, all firstborn animals from kosher species, we offer as a korban to Hashem, as a sacrifice. And this is the whole concept behind that firstborn from a kosher species of animals, where we're required to give it over to the kohen for him to present as a sacrifice in the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because we mentioned earlier that our mission in this life, in this world, is to take all of the fallen yirois, all the fears and phobias that people suffer from, for all kinds of gashmius things in this world, and to elevate it to its source, to its roots, which means liyira milafon of yisborach levad, to be afraid only of Hashem, to respect only Hashem. I direct and focus all my respect to Hashem. And if Hashem tells me to respect my parents, then I have the greatest respect for my parents. If Hashem tells me to respect every other Jew, then I have the greatest respect for every other Jew. But again, it's coming from Hashem. V'zeh b'china shemalin mibehem ala odom. And this is also an example of elevating from animal to human. When a person brings a korban to the Beis Hamikdash, we've mentioned this many times, he's taking behema and elevating it to Adam. Because in the case, we'll see, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain, because we know when a person commits a sin, it means he behaved like an animal. You're acting like an animal with no brains. It's a no-brainer that if Hashem created the world and he has all the reward imaginable to give you for listening to him, and he has all the pain and suffering to give you for not listening, which normal person is not going to listen? So when we do a sin, we're abnormal. We're behaving like an animal, without brains, no intelligence. When we bring the animal to the Beis Hamikdash, we're doing it to feel embarrassed and shame. I'm being reminded. It's staring me in the face, that cow or that sheep, and telling me, that's me. Really, I'm the one that should be brought on the Mizbeach. But Hashem is allowing me to have myself replaced, a substitute for me, on condition that I learn my lesson and I change from behaving like a behema to becoming an odom. Ki ikar aliyas hayirois hanafulois hu al yedei hadas. Because the main way that we elevate these yirois nefulois, these misplaced fears, and we put them back in their proper place, we direct all the fear and respect to Hashem, is through das. Sheyeda shehakol mimenu yisporach. The person has to become aware and realize that everything is from Hashem. Shelo yitle shum dovor beteva uvemikra chas Hashem. The person shouldn't dare think that, oh, this is coincidence, or this is natural. These are natural changes in the stock market, or these are natural things. It's not to attribute what I'm going through to nature, but rather only or coincidence. Rak kolma shiavar alof, but rather everything I'm experiencing. Yamin, the person should believe the yeda and realize ki hakol mimenu yisporach levad, that this is all only from Hashem. The yoshuv elov the yirim elfan of yisporach, and it should motivate me and inspire me to return to Hashem, to respect Hashem properly. Ukamashikosov Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam achar ba'toyro oir agonuz, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 15 in Likut Imran, she'ikar aliyas hayira el hadas, that the main elevation of yira is to das. V'hadas hu geder ha'odom, and das is the description of man. Man is referred to as das. Ki kol zman she'enoi male hayira l'sharosha, because so long as a Jew does not direct all the yira to Hashem and not be fooled, it's not this, it's not my stockbroker, it's not IRS, it's all coming from Hashem. As long as a person doesn't recognize that, v'yeshlo yirois hanafulois, and the person has this wrong type of fear, meaning, d'hainu shemesiore miguf hadover bi'atzmoi shemafchidoi, he's afraid of the thing itself that's scaring him, the rock. He's focusing on the rock, not the one who threw the rock. Kigoyin michayaro, for example, from a wild animal, or listim, or robbers, umakois, or plagues, v'yisurim, or suffering, rahmanul salam. As long as he's looking at that, and he's not looking past it, to realize who sent this, who sent me this telegram, hu kemoi behema mamish. That person is acting like a behema, literally like a behema. Without, they're being unintelligent. They're yelling at the rock instead of trying to find out who threw the rock and why would somebody throw a rock at me. Kigam behema yeshlo kol elu hayirois vapchodim kayadua bechush, because animals have fears, all kinds of different fears, as we see in life. Shegam habehima misyoreis umefachedes mechayes rois umeakoyes kiyotze. An animal is afraid of another animal. You know, a horse or something sees a lion coming or a leopard coming. You see that horse trembling. You see that horse going nuts. And they're afraid of getting hit. You raise a hand to an animal or, some, or even a dog or anything. The dog gets scared sometimes. Ukiyotze. Ve'im kein, and if that's the case, how is a human being any different from an animal? An animal is afraid and the human being is afraid. What's the difference? The ikar hahevdel bein odom lebehema hu shehodom yesh loy das. The main difference between the human and the animal is that the human being has das, leida ulahavchin, to understand and to distinguish, to differentiate. To realize, to recognize, sheyesh odoin manhig moshe l'mashgiach yisbor shmoy, that there is a master, a ruler, a king who is supervising everything. Shemeitoi hakoil, and everything is from him. V'hu sholach al hodom kol elu apchodim, and he's the one who has sent me these terrifying things, these things that are scaring the daylights out of me. Kedei sheyoshuv elav yisborach, so that I should return to Hashem. These are all messages, wake-up calls, that Hashem wants me to come close to Him. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Vayigel oznom lamusar. They turned their ears to get the message, to accept the Musar, Hashem's Musar. Vayomer, and he said, Ki Yeshuvun Me'oven. I'm sorry, that Hashem turned their ears to the Musar. And Hashem said, Ki Yeshuvun Me'oven. They're going to return. They're going to stop doing those bad things. And this is why we bring the firstborn of the kosher animal species as a sacrifice, in order to elevate the respect, the fear, to its source. To take it out of the category of animal and elevate it to the category of human. That's the main concept behind a korban, as we explained in other places. If you recall, Rav Nosson Zal usually quotes the pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, where it says, "Odom ki yakriv mikem korban min habehema," a human being who will bring a sacrifice from among you from an animal. So again, the mission in a korban is to transform from behema to adam. We're trying to change the person and to change the fear from being an animal, a dumb animal kind of fear, where the animal is afraid of the rock, to a human fear who's behind the rock, who's holding that rifle. I ain't afraid of the bullet. I ain't afraid of the rock. I'm afraid of the one who's holding the rifle. That's what I'm afraid of.